coalition forces and begin striking selected targets of military importance.
It would be a decision which could only be taken once.
There's no argument over the choice between peace and war.
Unconfirmed reports about Gaddafi being captured.
This morning, I want to talk about the future of Europe.
Burning Point.
Hello and welcome to the second part of the show with me, Ekaterina Kudashkina. Today we're trying to grasp a better understanding of what's been going on in Italy. What is it that has triggered yet another political shake-up in that crisis-torn country? And why is Italy being plunged from one crisis into another over so many years? It is also interesting to look at the role of financial sector of the country in its economic and political development. In fact, we are discussing these and other issues with our guest speaker, Joel Darvash, senior fellow at Bruegel, which is an independent European think tank specializing in economic issues, and Andrew Lawford, financial analyst based with Mazzero Research, analytical company. And as always, a brief reminder of what's been going on in Italy. Over the past day, on Wednesday, Silvio Berlusconi abandoned his bid to topple Prime Minister Enrico Letta, saying he would vote to support the government in a humiliating climb down after key allies rebelled. He said, and I quote, "We have decided to vote for confidence, not without internal disputes." That's what he told the Senate just ahead of the vote. Prime Minister Enrico Letta called a confidence vote on Wednesday after Mr. Berlusconi on Saturday ordered five of his ministers to quit their posts in the government. Berlusconi threatened to topple the government if he were expelled from the Senate after being convicted of fraud, with five ministers leaving the government. That has, of course, triggered off a new political crisis. And the new political crisis is something which Italy doesn't need at all. And now we're proceeding to discuss the economic impact of the current crisis and the role the country's financial sector has been playing in the country's attempts to climb out of the current recession. And this is something we are discussing with our guest speaker, Andrew Lawford, financial analyst based at Mazzero Research, analytical company.
We'll have to see how it goes. It sort of, I think it hangs in the balance still as to whether Berlusconi has, I was just looking at the paper before, and I think he might actually be voting with the government now. I mean, things change every 5 minutes. If he were to pull out and make the current government fall over, it would obviously have an immediate effect on sentiment. There's no doubt about that. And if it means that we go back to have other elections, then I suppose that's going to mean at least another couple of months of uncertainty as to who is governing Italy, and at a time when difficult decisions need to be made, that's obviously not going to be a particularly positive thing. The main problem that we have in Italy is there doesn't appear to be anybody on the horizon who can deal with the problem of the public debt in an adequate fashion, and by that I mean actually reducing the public expenses, the public spending, which is what needs to happen. But that's politically unpalatable, I think, for anyone. It doesn't really matter what Mr. Berlusconi does.
But do you think that perhaps decision makers could come up with some kind of a modified or totally new recipe for countering the crisis? The reason I'm asking is that the cutting of public spending doesn't seem to be exactly an extremely efficient way to counter the current situation, to kind of straighten it out. So do you think that perhaps other approaches could be used?
Well, look, you can paper over the problems for a while, I suppose. I mean, if it really depends on what's going to be acceptable for the European Union. But government spending has increased each year right the way through the crisis. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about the Monti government or what Enrico Letta is doing. You know, government spending will increase again in 2013 compared with 2012, and that's a problem which will have to be addressed sooner or later. I mean, you can't, with a debt to GDP ratio of 130%, sooner or later something has to give. So what I think your question was is, you know, can Italy grow its way out of the crisis? Well, Let's hope so. I'm not entirely convinced that that's the case, but that's obviously what everybody's hoping for, because the alternative, cutting public spending, is obviously something which is quite difficult, because it means that the government needs to cut a lot of services, which will have an immediate effect on the Italian population.
What kind of role does the country's financial sector play in this situation?
Well, that's one of the issues that needs to be worked out. I mean, you've had a situation where the Italian government debt has, the situation's been brought under control by the fact that financing from the European Central Bank has allowed local financial institutions to purchase a lot of Italian government debt. But you do have some companies in the financial sector that really are in trouble. So you've got, for example, Monte dei Paschi di Siena, which is the third largest bank in Italy by assets, and that's in the process of being bailed out. Now that holds, I think, it's more than 20 billion in Italian government debt. So you've sort of got a very difficult situation where the government is, there are a number of financial institutions that need state support, but it's those financial institutions which are in turn supporting the state. So it's sort of it's a circular argument, and I'm not too sure how it comes out. What does need to happen is there are some large financial institutions in Italy which probably need to have quite a lot more capital than they currently do have, and the question is, where is that going to come from? I'm not too sure.
And just to remind you, we're talking to Andrew Lawford, financial analyst at Mazzero Research Analytical Company.
Burning Point.
In fact, what is the relation of the financial institutions in Italy? How do they see the current government? Do they support it? Do they criticize it? What is their attitude?
Well, I think, to be honest, I haven't listened to what the heads of these institutions have been saying. I think that they will be pro-letter government. For the simple fact that Letta is pro-European, and the general prevailing attitude is that the financial institutions need to be saved somehow. Now, of course, you've got debate going on as to whether, they've got bailouts, but then there's also bail-in. So, you know, somebody's going to have to take some losses on this. And then you get into a problematic relationship that you have with some cornerstone shareholders in some of the financial institutions, which are local foundations, which are very strongly tied to political interest groups. And so that's a sort of, again, it's rather a difficult situation to assess, but I think that the financial institutions will support any government that can maintain the status quo to a certain extent. And I think the Letta government it's talking about reform, but it's basically a vote for the status quo.
If I'm not mistaken, the history of the relations between the banks and the government in Italy is very interesting and sophisticated. Do you think you could just very briefly describe it to our listeners?
Broadly speaking, the government, the main banks that there are in Italy, a number of them came out of, in the post-war period, there was an Italian institution called IRI, which was an institute for Italian reconstruction after the Second World War, and so that was certainly the case with Credito Italiano, which is sort of the precursor to the current UniCredit, which is one of the biggest banks here. So they sort of were born from the government and have always had interest groups which are linked to political parties. Another interesting thing, a link which the large Italian banks have to the government, is that the Italian Central Bank, so the Bank of Italy, is actually owned by the large private banks in Italy, which is a very unusual situation and one which people question as to exactly what it is supposed to mean. But I think it's unique in the European panorama, that's for sure.
If you look at the history of the recent history of the Italian crisis, it looks like over the past years, Italy is being plunged from one crisis into the other, and another, and yet another, and another. Do you think that perhaps this could somehow be explained by the role of the banks?
No, I don't think so, to be honest. I think what the main thing that people need to focus on, if you want to understand why Italy is in a crisis now. It's the same reason that we were talking about before. It's the government debt situation. You have had decades where the government has spent beyond its means, and so that, you know, it goes well beyond the era of Mr. Berlusconi, which is roughly 20 years. I mean, he obviously has to take a certain amount of responsibility for it, but it's this continual accumulation of debt year after year, which looked like it was going to get better after Italy became part of the euro. There were a few years where the GDP to debt ratio fell, but unfortunately it's just gotten out of control since then, and it really seems to be at 130% of debt to GDP. That's the problem. I mean, how does Italy as a country get out of a situation like that? There aren't many easy answers when cutting spending anywhere means that you're going to be offending large blocks of voters. And of course, the voters are the ones which are the lifeblood of support for the political parties. So I'm not sure exactly how the situation can be resolved. But I don't think it's really something that can be laid at the door of financial institutions, to be honest.
But in a broader sense, do you think that the European Union institutions could somehow be instrumental in trying to save Italy from another collapse, or is it all up to the Italian politicians?
Well, in the final instance, it's going to be up to the Italian politicians. I mean, you've got the troika, which comes into countries which are in difficulty and sort of mandates certain reforms that have to be made. But at the end of the day, the EU doesn't have tanks that it can send into Italy and take over the country if Italy decides to do something else. So a lot of it is going to come down to coming up with a series of reforms which are politically palatable and can be implemented over a long period of time, and just hope that the market and sentiment remains reasonably good for enough time to actually for these reforms to make some difference. Again, whether or not Italy is going to have the time to make these reforms, I'm really unable to say. We'll see. Certainly, the public debt situation doesn't lead me to be particularly optimistic.
Well, Mr. Lawford, thank you so much.
And just to remind you, our guest speaker was Andrew Lawford, financial analyst with Mazzero Research Analytical Company.
Burning Point.
And now we're proceeding to look at what the European Union institutions could do to support Italian struggling economy. And this is something we're continuing to discuss with our guest speaker, Joel Darvish. And just to remind you, he's senior fellow at Bruegel, which is an independent European think tank focusing on economic issues.
Italian banking sector, could it count on further support from the European banks?
At the moment, it's very difficult to assess what support the Italian banking system would be needed. But in about a half year from now, the European Central Bank will conduct a comprehensive balance sheet assessment of those banks that will become under its supervision, because the European Central Bank will be the single supervisor in major banks of the euro area. And I hope, but also prominent officials of the European Central Bank emphasized that they will be very tough in this comprehensive assessment. So there is a possibility that this comprehensive assessment will indeed tell us what is the real state of the banking system in euro area countries, including in Italy. But unfortunately, we need to wait this comprehensive assessment, and we'll be able to tell if any help is needed for the Italian banking system or not.
Just how heavily is the Italian government relying on Mr. Berlusconi and his party in drawing the country out of the crisis?
Now, Italy has a coalition government, and certainly Mr. Berlusconi's party is one of the key players in this government. But as I saw in more recent news reports, there is a split between the party. The general secretary, for example, Angelino Alfano, is in support of the coalition, even though Mr. Berlusconi has said that he does not want to support the government in the confidence vote at the parliament, which is scheduled today. So we will basically soon know what will be the result of this confidence vote. But I think that the current government, including the support of one part of Mr. Berlusconi's party, will be able to survive, and therefore a chaos will be avoided.
Mr. Darvish, thank you so much.
And just to remind you, this time our guest speaker was Joel Darvish, senior fellow at Bruegel, which is an independent European think tank focusing on economic issues. And now we end this edition of Burning Point. I'm Екатерина Кудашкина.